This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited here. Toll-free number. Should you wish to join us and talk about whatever is on your mind, you can do that. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm if you want to call us there. And there's also our Discord on air call-in line room, where you can sound better than Skype or the phones.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to use that, over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Coming up here this evening, if we get the chance, 46% of Americans apparently support government make-work jobs.
Which begs the question, what percentage of Americans have government make-work jobs?
Excellent question. We will dig into that when we get the chance. But there's something a little bit more timely, and that is a story about this school shooting, which I only seen the headlines about. I mean, there's just, it's tiresome, honestly.
But yeah, it is. They continue to pop up.
As I understand it, there are 10 people dead, 10 injured, and the shooter had intended to kill himself, but didn't do it.
That's my understanding.
He didn't have the guts or whatever to do it.
Right.
So he can take other people's lives, just not his own. And so he is now in custody.
The other headline out of that was he did not shoot people that he liked. So intentionally avoided shooting some people because he wanted to make sure that a positive story came out about him.
Wow.
Yeah. So along with the shooting, the other headline, and I think this started with the Washington Post, which is basically 2018 is deadlier for school children than service members.
Hmm.
So the folks over at Reason decided to delve into that headline. Crunch some numbers and see what they came up with.
Reason's pretty good about checking the media.
They are.
Claims.
So again, from Reason.com, today's tragic mass, and this would have been from yesterday, today's tragic mass killing at Santa Fe High School, which left at least 10 dead.
Apparently it's in Texas.
Correct.
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Right. Brings the total number of people killed in school shootings so far this year to 29. That's more than twice the number of U.S. military service members who have died in 2018, which prompted the Washington Post to run with this headline, quote, 2018 has been deadlier for school children than service members, unquote.
It's a good headline.
It is. Teen Vogue's Laura Duca tweeted their story, adding, quote, this is not what a civilized country looks like, unquote. So I'll continue with this. If the implication here is that being a student is riskier than joining the military, well, that's highly misleading.
Hmm.
If not flat out wrong. As the Washington Post admits, five paragraphs into the article, there are 50 million kids in American K-12 schools and just 1.3 million military service people. And
so per capita,
yeah,
it's
I mean,
not as dangerous.
Yeah, not nearly. And out of those 1.3 military service people, not all of them are actively working in a combat zone where they're likely to get killed.
Yeah, what fraction of the 1.3 million is in a combat zone is the question. But either way, it's, you know, still, that's very interesting.
It's apples and oranges. The raw school shooting casualty number is higher than the military fatality number at this particular point in 2018. But when we divide the total number of people in each group, it remains the case that being a soldier is 17 times more likely to result in death than being a student.
Another important, I think, point of distinction between being a government school student and a government military person is, thankfully, at this time, the military is a volunteer organization, meaning there is no draft. People are not being forced into military service.
Right.
However, students are being forced to attend government schools. You either do as the government says, as far as like attending some sort of approved curriculum in a lot of states like California or whatever. There's all kinds of homeschooling regulations and private schools,
Or, if you're like most people, you just send your kids to the government school because you can't afford, or you at least feel like you can't afford the other options. If you don't, men with guns will come to your home. They will come to the parents' home, and they will threaten those parents with violence if their kids don't show up at school the next day.
You bet.
So that's one of the important differences is if indeed you're going to qualify these schools as battle zones, and I understand why people feel that way, it seems like a dangerous thing to send. Even their kid doesn't get shot to death, he could get bullied or he could get bullied.
right.
So there's some dangerous things that happen at these government schools that could be plied with, meet friends that are total losers and, you know, dope them up on whatever. And
right.
Who knows what will happen. Get pregnant. You know, all kinds of terrible things can come out of a government school.
Right. And it's not that those things can't help it happen elsewhere. But
they could.
But when you're forced
to be.
Exactly. And the argument of is, you know, well, you can just send your kids to a private school. You can just homeschool. The reality is for most families with the levels of taxation that we have across the country, that to, again, you know, suck out $7,000 to $10,000 or $20,000 out of what little they have left after taxation, it becomes impossibility. So, you know, it was much more realistic 30, 40 years ago when we still were able to have one parent staying home and one parent at work.
So wait a minute. What changed, right, between 40, 50 years ago and now? Why do both parents have to be at work?
I think the Federal Reserve has a lot to do with that. I mean, when you inflate your currency to such a point that, and remember, you weren't really around. Right. I don't know what year you were born, but I know what year I was born.
After you.
Yes. But we suffered tremendous inflation during the 70s after Nixon took the United States off of the gold standard. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, before that, we were still sort of pegged to gold, and what you bought didn't really change that much. Prices didn't dramatically change. But when you saw, you know, things like gasoline and anything that was transported, which meant pretty much everything, food, groceries, throughout the 70s, starting with Nixon, to the point where he implemented price controls and all these Keynesian ideas through the years of Ford and even into Carter, it was a bad decade. And that's when I remember my mom started working. You know, she stayed home until then.
So the standard of living goes down when inflation happens, right? Because
yes.
when the government is printing more money out, we talked a lot about inflation last night when we delved deep into what's going on in Venezuela, where
mm-hmm.
you want to get a good example of how damaging inflation is. Go and look down there and see what's happening with hyperinflation.
Right.
It's insane. But, you know, if you missed that show, you can go grab the download over at freetalklive.com. But the inflation, the effects are similar no matter how extreme it is. So it's more
sure.
extreme down in Venezuela because they're doing more extreme increasing the money supply, which is what inflation is. But it's across the board. If they're increasing the money supply, it means there's more dollars, in this case, chasing around the same amount of goods.
Mm-hmm.
Prices of those goods will then tend upwards in
right.
order to meet the supply of the dollars, but at the same time, wages don't tend to go up as fast as the prices, right?
So, correct.
You know, the people who are working are getting paid the same amount of money, but the money won't buy as much as it once did, and there's your standard of living going down.
Correct. Another way to phrase it is the purchasing power of each dollar becomes lower and lower as more dollars are introduced.
Correct.
So it's, to me, it's like diamonds versus grains of sand. Grains of sand, I got billions and quadrillions, and I can't even count. They're worthless. Diamonds, not so much. But if I were to suddenly, you know, inflate the supply of diamonds, then each diamond's going to be worth less, and it's not going to buy as much. And,
correct.
And that's why a lot of people of a libertarian bent are going to refer to inflation as the hidden tax. This is completely created by government and by government agencies as a means of continuing to allow them to spend without care. They don't have to worry about raising taxes when they can just print more money. And the earlier you are in receiving those newly printed dollars, the better off you can be. So,
correct. So they're connected buddies in corporations.
Wall Street.
Military-industrial complex.
Sure.
We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. If you want to weigh in here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. So a quick number crunching, and even as they pointed out here, the Washington, was it Times or Post?
Post.
The Washington Post admitted that if you do it per capita, as far as comparing military deaths and the number of people in the military and active duty specifically to the number of people in these government schools, which is much, much larger.
Right.
It's not as dangerous in the government schools. That's not to say that it isn't risky in the government schools. So you should get your kids out as soon as possible, if only because they're being brainwashed by the state. That's the number one reason to get out. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. free.
Whatever you want, live Saturday edition of the program, talking about school shootings versus being in the military, which led to a brief discussion about inflation, the standard of living going down in the United States over time. One of the reasons is because the government has debased the currency here and continues to do so by just printing it out as much as they want. It's Ian and Chris in the studio here tonight. Also want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. You want to do some Bitcoin mining, but you don't have the technical chops because it's a little complicated to set up your own Bitcoin mining rig. Let somebody else do it for you. In this case, Bitcoin.com's got a mining pool. You go to pool.bitcoin.com. You can choose which type of Bitcoin you would like to mine. There's Bitcoin Core, a.k.a. BTC, or Bitcoin Cash, a.k.a. BCH. It's your decision which one you want to get behind, or do them both over at pool.bitcoin.com. Once again, that's pool.bitcoin.com. Again, they take care of everything. They've got the servers, they've got the racks, they've got the, you know, the location, they've got everything, you know, everything they need. They've got the professionals who will handle anything that goes wrong. Whereas if you were trying to do it yourself, it's going to take some time to get into it. It's going to take some time to learn the ins and outs if you even have the technical prowess to do so. So for those that don't, this is a perfect option. For those that do have the technical ability to set up their own mining rig, you can also join the Bitcoin.com mining pool over at pool.bitcoin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, let's start with Les. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Les.
Hey, how are we doing tonight?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Say, I'm really interested in your conversation here. And
sure.
You kind of touched a little bit on how the value of the currency was devalued. And I think
yes.
You're overlooking one serious thing as far as, in particular, wages go. Back about that time also, there was something else that caused a real supply and demand issue with workforce, which I think drove wages down, and that was women entering the workforce.
That's a good point.
And
it's
I think the women's movement really pushed it and propelled it. And if you have an excess demand or excess supply of workers in the ratio to demand for workforce, then wages are going to go down for everybody. And it wound up making it where people needed. It wound up at first women went to work because they could. And after a period of time with the devalued workforce, it wound up being women had to go to work because they had to, which is a different pair of shoes to put on in the morning. But I think
meaning the devalued currency. I can say in my mother's case, and this is the only example I really have to go by, but she did want to work because she was kind of a, you know, liberal woman. She wanted to help out in our family business.
But as the
70s went down, it was clear that they couldn't afford no longer for her not to work.
Yeah, I'm not sure if, you know, the order of operations here is necessarily correct or if this is a correct, you know, way to something to blame. Because whether it's women entering the workforce or whether it's immigration or people having babies or whatever, you know, an increase in population doesn't mean that jobs, you know, dry up or whatever. It means that more opportunities are created. So, I mean, if a bunch of people come into, whether it's women or immigrants or whatever, if they all of a sudden come into a marketplace and they feed into whatever existing jobs are available, right? Because somebody's hiring somewhere, usually.
Mm-hmm.
If they then snatch up all the existing jobs, well, new jobs will be created because those new people in the economy are people who want to buy things, are people who want to do things, are people who want to be entertained, are people who want, you know, they have things they need in life. And so they create a demand in addition to a supply. So I think you're overlooking that.
I think there's that also factors into it. I will leave you with this one thing, though. I am a big proponent of homeschool. And one big deal about women in the workforce, and my wife homeschooled my son, one deal about the women in the workforce, I'd like for couples to take a look and see what they actually make at the end of the day by the time they factor in paying for daycare, paying for all their expenses for them to go to work. Because back when my wife was working, she got to the point where she says, I can't go to work anymore. I feel compelled. I should be raising my daughter. That was years ago. We sat down and did the math on it. She was working a full-time job, making a good wage, and by the time everything was all factored in, she was working for about $1.50 an hour.
Yeah, there's an argument to do that too.
I think if anybody sends a kid to a public school when they have the means where they can scratch and claw and make sacrifices to homeschool them or at least put them into a private school, which some of them are suspect now, I think parents are doing their kids a big disservice.
Huge.
Get them out of the public school.
Les, good call. Thanks for making it. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, the mythology around women entering the workforce is the same one as around, oh, my God, immigrants are going to take our jobs. It's the exact same objection.
The biggest one I can think of, that is a very pertinent one, you know, the immigrant who's going to come take your job. But at the end of World War II, we had millions and millions and millions of service members who were all suddenly going to be coming home. And there was a panic in the government and on Wall Street. And everybody's like, oh, we'll never be able to put all these guys back to work.
Surprise.
What'd you have?
Market
not only provided, but it was the boom that really lurched the country out of the Great Depression, which was still going on during World War II.
Gee, imagine that. You take a bunch of bureaucrats and give them the opportunity to actually do something productive, and those opportunities exist, and more will be created.
Unbelievable.
Over time. Let's go to Larry. He's in Indianapolis, listening also to WIBC-FM. Hello, Larry.
Yeah, hi, boys. Like we know what got the war out of the war, coming out of the war, we rebuilt Europe and Japan. That's why we had a booming economy. But you talk about what happened 50 years ago. What happened 50 years ago?
It helped some companies. Some companies were very involved in that rebuilding.
That sounds like the broken window fallacy to me.
It helped America is what it done.
No, but do you know what the broken window fallacy is? I bet you don't.
Yes, I do. What is it? You got one window. You got a house with one window broke out. Somebody come by and see that window broke, they break another one.
Nope, that's not it at all. The broken window fallacy is the idea that destroying a thing and then hiring a person to to recreate the destroyed thing is somehow a boon to the economy, and it's BS.
Yeah, I fix windows for a living sometime, but I've been accused of that before, but the thing about it is, Mark and Ian.
Mark's not here. This is Chris and Ian. But go ahead.
We have our downfall directly linked to the Civil Rights Act of 1964. We have political correctness because of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Now, anybody out there, I know you have a smart audience. All you have to do is go to pbs.org. and look up George C. Wallace and get his speech, The Civil Rights Act of 1964, A Hoax, A Fraud, and a Sham. And read that, and then you'll be able to see exactly what happened. It allowed colored people to come into the market. That diluted the labor force. And it also done a lot of other things. It destroyed a lot of black business and black people moving forward, as they should have done if they would have been kept in segregation and Jim Crow.
Well, anybody who thinks the government is going to be able to create equality really ought to just look at history.
Right.
Look at the communist attempts over all the years. I mean, governments, they favor one group over another at all times, and even any kind of an attempt to create equality will always fail because people are different. Thanks for the call tonight, Larry. More coming up, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now. 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here. We'll take your calls about what you want, though, on the table right now. We've been talking about everything from school shootings to inflation to the supply of workers in the economy. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Want to let you know about one of the zillion different cryptocurrencies out there. There's, well, not a zillion, but it seems like it is an overwhelming number of choices. Ever since Bitcoin came out in 2009, there have been a whole lot of Me Too imitators, some of them trying to improve upon what Bitcoin had originally done, and some arguably successfully doing so. Of course, no one's unseated Bitcoin from the top of the heap, but there are some exciting options down there, and one of them is Zencash. It was created in 2017. And I like it because there are voluntarists who founded Zencash. Now, arguably, Satoshi Nakamoto, the founder of Bitcoin, was also a libertarian type. But, you know, we don't know who he or she is. We know who the founders of Zencash are. They've been identified and they've been public since day number one. And Zencash is actually doing great so far in, you know, just its first year, basically. They've got 11,000 secure nodes in their system, which means they're more secure than pretty much most of the other cryptocurrencies out there. They've got even more nodes than Bitcoin itself, as I understand it. You can go to Zencash.com to learn more about it. So again, they've got the voluntarist founding, the pro-liberty belief system, and you can even read it in their white paper. So it was so important to them, they wrote it into the white paper. But on top of that, they've got some of the best technology out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity. So if you care about privacy and you care about freedom, you owe it to yourself to look into Zencash, do your due diligence, and learn more about it over at Zencash.com. That's Zencash with a Z, Zencash.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, it's Tim, listening also to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis. Hello, Tim.
Hello. I really like your show. I listen to it all the time.
Thanks.
I'm a little disappointed that you fell for the same trap, comparing women entering the workforce to immigrants entering the workforce.
How's
immigrants add more consumers. Women entering the workforce are already here. They are already consuming. And there's
Good point. And the
secondary and tertiary effects of that, women who are working are having fewer kids, and they're creating fewer consumers. So there's a lot of secondary effects that we don't even think about when we look at the first one.
That's a good point. I did overlook that.
An immigrant brings in 2, 3, 4 people, and they're going to be paying their own way.
But either way, did women enter the workforce because of the women's rights movement, or also perhaps because it was something that they needed to do in order to, or they felt they needed to do in order to get the bills paid because of the decline in the standard of living due to the government's manipulation of the money supply and other things?
That's not an easy question to answer with a yes or a no.
It's probably all of the above, don't you think?
Well, sure, but it started out, of course, as your previous caller was saying, where a woman would say, hey, I've got a little time on my hands, I could earn some extra money. That's cool. Mm-hmm. So they do, and the standard of living of the family goes up. And as the standard of the family, standard of living goes up, and there's more money to tax, as you point out, then the taxes go up. When the taxes go up, it becomes more important to have that second income. So these things are chickens and eggs all over the place.
Yeah.
The women's movement enabled it. I think before it became that kind of a problem, of course. I think the women's movement said, hey, you're sitting around doing nothing at home, you know, to denigrate all the housewives of America. You're sitting around doing nothing. Why don't you go out and compete with men? But when you double the supply of labor,
but it wasn't a doubling, I suspect.
Oh,
but certainly,
I'm just saying, when the price,
yeah,
when you increase the supply of labor, and then you additionally legislate favoritism, and you legislate equal wage things, and you legislate all this other stuff, you're really tipping the scales, and that was never the intent of it in the first place. Those are the unintended consequences. And name me anything the government has done, other than fight wars maybe, that they've done right.
Oh, they don't do anything right. not even fighting wars. I mean, they are just an awful group of people, and they need to go away. But unfortunately, we're not quite there yet.
Figure out how, and I'll be right with you.
Well, I think step one is secession. I think we've got to decentralize governments to smaller, more accessible organizations, because nobody can access the United States government except for the most powerful elite, the most well-connected, the most corrupted, the most susceptible to corruption, and that's just always how it's going to be. There's just no way the D.C. government's ever going to be reined in or chained down by the chains of the Constitution or any of these fantasies that people have about it, no matter what ideas they come up with. So I would say
the only thing that will work, of course, is just what you're talking about. The only thing that will work is smaller government, because if there isn't that much power involved, there won't be that much money involved. Then there won't be that much corruption involved.
You'd still be surprised, man.
I'm okay with smaller government if it's smaller government that's decentralized, but I think anybody who continues to have this belief that Washington... We just have such an inverse set of
yes,
incentives.
Incentive.
I mean, they are not incentivized to do anything smaller.
Right.
That's the system, and it's
the
not going to change.
The best way to get more money for your project is to need more money.
Right.
There you go. Tim, good call. Thanks for making it tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, even with smaller governments, like we live here in New Hampshire. That's where we're doing the show from. It's one of the smaller governments out there as far as state government sizes.
Oh, yeah.
And the amount of regulations they have is, you know, fewer than others. The amount of bureaucrats per population that they have is smaller than other states. But there's still plenty of corruption.
Yep.
There's still plenty of, you know, evil state things going on with peaceful people being arrested and put in prison cells. Even at the local level with town governments, you find...
I can tell you that firsthand.
Yes, a surprising... We won't talk about that because it's still in the works, I think. But a surprising amount of... you know, town-level stuff with, like, towns with a few thousand people living in them with corruption in their governments there. But at least the good news is when it's that close to home, you have a better ability to discover the corruption.
Yep.
You have a better ability to isolate those people, to publicize the corruption, and you have at least a shred of a hope of some level of an accountability for those bureaucrats. And, you know, I think we should end the idea of coercive government altogether, but until people come up, until people in mass come around to that idea, it's never going to happen. So there has to be kind of a renaissance for that to occur. But steps in the right direction would be decentralizing from the master state, if you will. Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts here. John is in Tallahassee, Florida, listening to WVFT-FM. Hello, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm sorry. I didn't actually hear what the topic was when I called in.
It's whatever you want it to be.
Okay. I'd love to hear your guys' opinion on why won't somebody prosecute Hillary Clinton? They'll go after Donald Trump all day long for a year. But Hillary Clinton, she commits all the crimes that she has committed, and nothing happens. I'd just like to hear you guys' input on it.
Well, I think the Clintons are very well connected.
That would have been my answer.
Yeah. I mean,
to say Trump isn't connected, but he's not as politically connected as she is.
Yeah, right? I think the Clintons you can look at as a political dynasty. Go ahead.
I don't understand. Does that mean that she's so well connected that a lawyer won't go against them because they're afraid they'll be killed? I don't understand.
There's a lot of rumors about the Clintons and people turning up dead from as far back as, what, the 1990s?
Oh, heck yeah. Heck
yeah. Maybe the late 80s.
Go look at the number of people involved in the Rose Law Firm, involved in a lot of different people who worked in the Clinton White House. There's a surprisingly large number of suicides. I'm just saying. Oftentimes with a shot to the back of the head.
Because that's how people kill themselves,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
So I don't know if that answers your question, John. If not, you're welcome to stand by. We'll bring you back for another thought on that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, it's not just Hillary Clinton who's committing crimes, right? I mean, there's all kinds of war crimes, torture. You know, now you've got a head torturer who's just appointed to the CIA.
Yep.
So I mean, where do you start with all these corrupt goons in the government? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. Tony Wright is a perfect example of the power of DNA. The Innocence Project litigated for almost 6 years to get the court's permission for DNA testing. Tony had been incarcerated for nearly 25 years in Pennsylvania and narrowly escaped the death penalty. Tony's case, sadly, is not unique. Empowered with the unequivocal proof of innocence provided by DNA technology, the Innocence Project has litigated hundreds of wrongful conviction cases leading to the exoneration and freedom for more than 180 people through DNA testing. Overall, there have been 356 DNA exonerees in the United States who were wrongfully imprisoned for more than 4,875 years in total. You can help support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry in the New York City Marathon by going to run.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually
usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Did you know you can actually watch this radio show? And you can do it for free, unlike a lot of the talk shows out there in sort of the national level, where they want you to sign up for their website and then you got to pay a fee per month to get access to a webcam. We do it free. You can just go to twitch.lrn.fm. You'll find our Twitch channel there. Twitch is mostly it's a video game streaming platform, but we went to Twitch earlier this year after YouTube cut our live feed for some so-called terms of service violation that they wouldn't even identify. So out of frustration, I said, well, what else is there out there?
Right.
Because we've tried Ustream, we've tried Livestream, and they just rake you over the coals. They want you to pay ridiculous fees. And Twitch was, I think they've really done a great job, but I'm really happy with the quality. It's HD quality. It looks good. It sounds good. And they got some cool kind of like community things built in there. There's ways to support the show directly by subscribing to our channel, which is something you can do. If you've got an Amazon Prime,
yep.
You get one free Twitch subscription per month. So if you're not using that already on some other Twitch channel, you can use that on our channel.
And that's awesome. Yeah, and that also gets you ad-free while you're at it. So
correct, ad-free nice on program. Our channel. Yeah, exactly. And there's instructions there on our Twitch profile on how to do that. Just scroll down a little bit and you'll see those. It's pretty simple. It's easy to get set up. There's also the following option where you can hit follow, and that doesn't cost you anything at all. And then if you've got the Twitch app installed or if you sign up for the emails, you can turn your notifications on, and then you'll get sent a notice every time we go live, kind of remind you, hey, we're over here doing this thing. So check it out at twitch.lrn.fm. You can follow us there. We sure would appreciate it. We crossed the 300 follower threshold just this month.
Nice.
So thank you to everybody who's following us, and to the few and the proud who are actually subscribing to us on Twitch. We appreciate it. Once again, that's twitch.lrn.fm. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. It's John listening also to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis. Hello, John.
Hello, how is everyone this evening, or is it still afternoon in your part of the country?
Fantastic. It's actually evening here. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, going back to the previous caller, I don't remember who it was, but there was somebody who was looking into Hillary Clinton. He changed his findings just before he submitted them to the committee, I'm guessing. Originally, he had it written down that what she had done was a felony. But he changed it so that she would not be prosecuted.
Was this James Comey?
Could be. I can't keep track of those guys. I mean, it's a revolving door in Washington these days. Come on.
Of course. But and James also, Comey did, at various points, he was just like up and down on whether to prosecute Hillary. He came out and he said what she did was technically illegal.
I think it was going by a coin flip.
Yeah, that's how it felt.
Yeah. But anyway, the Democrats. They say that they are the party of inclusion, unless you're Christian or Jew, and they just, you know, they love all the women, and they're the party of the African-American. Quick question, who was the president that abolished slavery in the 1860s?
Who was after Lincoln?
Yeah, because it wasn't Lincoln,
it was
right?
Lincoln. And what was his party affiliation?
Well, he was a Republican.
It was a Democrat.
But I think we're still...
Didn't Lincoln say he supported, he didn't really care about the slaves, and he just wanted to keep the Union together, ultimately, and he'd do whatever it took to keep the Union together?
That was the main thing, but once it happened, all heck broke loose. But here's the thing. The Democrats don't want women or African-Americans to actually think for themselves, and if they do, and if they step out of the party line, boy, do they get raked over the coals, and do they get assaulted. Just ask the ladies that host the morning drive show on WIBC, the chicks on the right. They get hate mail left and right as long as the day is long.
John,
I want to stand them that they actually have the nerve to speak for conservative values.
Is that a local show? Is that hosted there?
It is broadcast on WIBC. Also, though, WIBC in the afternoon carries the Dana Show, Dana Lash. Staunch advocate of the Second Amendment, and people come after her. They have actually shown up at her house. She has had to call the FBI to investigate these people. She has had to move because of death threats. And these are coming from people who claim to be the party of, you know, freedom and love and peace and tolerance. Are you kidding me?
Well, it's kind of, to me, I don't really look at... I'm sorry, and this may offend you, but as far as Republicans and Democrats go, I just look at them as two sides of the same coin.
I look at them as two sides of the same evil spectrum myself. I think of myself as a conservative. If I want to do something, let me try. If I fail, hey, that's my bad. But at the same time, you know what? If I succeed, government, don't you dare come knocking on my door asking for a piece of my action.
I hear you.
John, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It's always easy for one side versus the other to find faults on the other side, right? Like, those are crystal clear. It's easy to see those faults. But to find faults on the same side of the coin is a little bit more difficult because there's something called cognitive dissonance is an ugly little thing that tends to spring up in most human beings.
I lived with it for 34 years as a happy Republican. And not to say that I favor one over the other. It's just I at some point you get smacked in the head by reality and you sit here and go, you know, they say one thing, but they don't really do it. And,
right. You can look at the Republicans. They ran during the Bush administration for, 6 years? They ran the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Right.
They ran the whole thing. And I remember when we were on the air through the whole, basically, most of Bush here on Free Talk Live. And I remember when one of them, I think it was Trent Lott. I'm not good with the names. I don't like remembering who these people are.
Yep.
But he said, or one of them like that, one of these hot dog, you know, Republicans said at one point, "We've slashed the government to the bone." And I just thought that was so funny because, I mean, does anybody actually believe that?
No.
Because your taxes haven't gone down. The spending hasn't gone down. The size of government hasn't. What's he talking about?
I say no, but the answer is yes. People do believe that. People are, and I hear it every day, talking about what a great job Trump has been doing at, you know, draining the swamp and
didn't I see a headline
cutting and slashing government.
Yeah, didn't I see a headline recently that they got record tax revenues this year?
Yeah.
At the federal government?
I believe so, yeah.
So how does slashing the government results in record tax revenues? That doesn't seem to follow.
Well, the Republican story will be, this goes back to James Laffer and the Laffer curve back in the early 80s, again, back to Reagan's term, is that if you boost the economy to a certain level, there will be a level where taxes increase. So you don't have to raise taxes. Yeah. It just happens because GDP and everything like that is rising. The economy is rising, so you get this higher level of returns. The reality is you can tell yourself that all you want, but when we're forecasting a $20 trillion deficit by 2020, that's not economic sense. That's insanity. And Republicans, and this has to go back to the 70s and 80s until you can really find ones that believed it or acted like they believed it, really did believe that we could not do deficit spending. Deficit spending was such an abhorrent idea that nobody would even bring it up in polite society in conversation. You just couldn't do it. And now it's just the way Washington operates.
Let's go to Bob. He's also listening to WIBC. Hello, Bob. You're on Free Talk Live.
I really appreciate it, you guys. I'll make it quick.
Yes, sir.
I want somebody to explain to me how we're going to pay off $20 trillion. How are we going to pay that off? And how did we get here? And I'm not trying to be a know-it-all, but the United States has been in debt since 1820. And it's gone up every year since 1820. And there's no end to it. And the women did not cause the wage problem. There was women working in factories and children. Women and children working in factories in the late 1800s. Hmm. Because of the capitalist pigs making money off their backs. It's got nothing to do with the women's movement. It's got to do with the capitalist pigs that run this country and this world that want to pay the lowest wages they can and make the most profit they can off the backs of poor people and slaves.
All right, there's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
In that statement. Should we start with the capitalist pigs comment, Chris, and then talk about the debt?
I'm fine with that. The part that got me was women and children working in factories, and I don't think it's government's role.
We're going to put you on hold there, Bob. It sounds like you got some feedback there.
Some feedback going on. I don't think it's government's role to tell people if they can work and whether they should or not. And there were a number of cases that went against the government in the late 1800s, early 1900s on that subject.
All right, let's come back to the discussion here because capitalist pigs, I think, deserves a little bit more discussion. And then you can join us as well. Hour number two is on the way, 855-450-FREE. And we'll come back around to the question about the debt. That's another big question.
Sure.
I think a lot of people want to know about that. And you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Also Skype in, lrn.fm.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.